January's slate of creatives appearing at the Underground could not be more different. A conceptual sculptor, abstract expressionist portrait artist, a cultural anthropologist, impressionist painter, and two of the most novel potters in America. Let's start with Adam Grant Campbell, who's exhibiting in the Vault. Of course, each month one artist is plucked from their Underground studio to showcase their labor. He was this month's pick, and he's bleary, having been up most of the night hanging his show, a series of evocative portraits and semi-surreal nature studies.
Yeah, I've got some work in here that looks like the things that I was painting pictures of, but it'll kind of take you into a different state of mind at the same time.
Each of Adam's graphite drawings and oil paintings tell a story left for you to only imagine. The titles help a bit. Titles like The Poet, Mom, Young Elder. Adam's apparently also studied his cohorts in the Underground. An oil portrait of photographer Don House looms stern. Another artist, Dana Idlett, looks much like a Tibetan monk.
I find that working directly from observation is, it's more demanding, and more interesting things happen with the paint in the process of, you know, finding just what they look like. You know, it's a little easier to get things right the first time with a photograph, and so the paint doesn't have as much of an opportunity to be fussed with and do the weird, beautiful things that paint does.
The 32-year-old Tulsa native says he's always drawn, an exercise which led to his developing accurate, technical representation, even of himself. Two painted self-portraits hang in this collection. In one, he's reaching out to patrons, inviting them to examine his work.
So you asked if I had a favorite. Yeah, I think that the one that we're looking at with me reaching out and that really three-dimensional look with the lighting and the hand being so brightly lit. Yeah, I think that's my favorite. But then sometimes I like this one of the tree even better.
No doubt, Adam's graphite drawing of an old tree profiles a specimen that survived a century, scarred, sawn, with a gorgeously textured trunk.
That tree actually exists on the old main lawn.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a white ash, possibly. It's huge. It's an elephant of a tree.
Tucked in between his iconic portraiture and biologic studies are two more extraordinary penciled self-portraits.
It's a journal entry. It's a dream that I had, and then I interpreted the dream, and then I wrote Stream of Consciousness, kind of an internal dialogue where I'm, you know, writing down my first thoughts and feelings, and then I'm asking myself questions. And after I finished writing, I went back and drew between all of the letters.
The drawn letters somehow, mysteriously, by some sort of genius, really merge into lips, an ear, a fully detailed retina, a full face. New York artist Chuck Close comes to mind. He too can take small abstract shapes and blend them into a photorealistic portrait. The collection is titled The End of Isolation. Adam Campbell enjoys solitude. Over in the Hive Gallery is the work of visiting conceptual artist Jan Parker from Chicago, titled Oppression, Suppression, Detachment, Growth. What catches your eye first is a weathered oak dropleaf table standing empty before a white wall from which protrudes bits of dead kudzu, a very invasive southern vine. These are primary remnant artifacts from an ambitious installation conducted in the summer, fall, and winter of 2009 on a kudzu-covered North Carolina mountainside.
Thinking about it being an invasive plant that basically kills what's indigenous in the South. So metaphorically, I started using that and thinking about what I was wanting to talk about, which was really the how it could work into my art to talk about dysfunction in the family.
In June of 2009, Jan Parker cleared a 20 by 20 foot niche from a kudzu-infested field, laid down a lace tablecloth on the dirt, placed an heirloom wooden table on the cloth, an old chest beneath it, and stacked a bunch of sturdy crystal clear glasses on top. Behind it, she also arranged a chair on a mirror, as well as a table on a collapsed iron bedstead, tucking in more glass and silverware. Then she waited.
So when I originally installed this, this was an outdoor installation of three generations of family objects. And the way that I layered the objects was talking about this continual, this cycle of dysfunction that I observed in my own family of oppression, suppression, my detachment from it, and then this dichotomy of growth, the growth of the invasive plant being toxic to its environment. And then also there's an aspect I was really interested in is its tenacity, its resilience, and its how healthy it is.
To help patrons understand, she hung a time-lapsed photo series. The first image is beautiful, almost an outdoor party ready to happen. In the next photograph, a summer shower drenches everything and fills the glasses with clean water. Weeks of sunshine cause the water to mold, however, and the vine returns, enveloping everything in kudzu. Autumn frost kills it, revealing rot and decay, and winter's ice shatters all the glassware.
Well, this is the result, the residue that exists on the table, the damage that exists to the table, and yet the table's still, it's still intact for the most part.
None of this is for sale, Jan says. The objective is not making a living off her work. She does other things.
What interests me the most about being an artist and art making is work that I can produce to talk about what affects us all. And that's it's my objective.
The installation is dedicated to her mom. Sculptor and jeweler Hank Kaminsky next takes us into the large Revolver Gallery. He's curated an exhibit of oil paintings on canvas by the late Carl Berman. Born in 1915 in New York City, Berman considered himself a cultural explorer. The collection is presented by his widow, Blanche Berman, who recently moved to Fayetteville to be near her children.
I just fell in love with the Berman family, and especially with Mrs. Berman, who is 97 years old nowadays and a firecracker. She's amazing. I would do anything for her. And her husband's work, this man, for 50 years traveled the world as a textile engineer. And was fascinated with the culture of the highlands of the world, places like the Tibetan Highland and the Tibetan Plateau and the Atacama region in South America, the high Andes, and the West in this country too, and other places he was fascinated with, and taught himself. I think he had some classes in Philadelphia, but basically taught himself how to paint and capture these places and these people that he was interested in. The work ranges from studies of Tibetan, indigenous Tibetan people carrying, doing, being, working in everyday life. None of these are posed pieces. They're pieces about people in the midst of their life.
Carl Berman died in 1990. His realistic impressionistic paintings have been exhibited in numerous East Coast museums and galleries and is widely collected. His palette captures the clear, icy atmospheres of cultures acclimated to 12,000-foot plateaus, their indigenous adornment and hand-woven costumes. His works are anthropological studies of societies and people, some now disappeared. Fayetteville underground painter and facilitator of the complex, Megan Chapman, escorts us into the East Street Craft Gallery to see the exceptional hand-built porcelain pottery of Susie Siegel and Mike Haley.
Siegel and Haley's work is just really beautiful because it is a combination of sometimes functional work as well as sculptural work, and you can really tell that it relates back to the earth and history, cave paintings, petroglyphs, all these kind of beautiful structures from our sort of ancient shared history, if you will.
The couple operate their pottery studio on Buzzard Mountain in the Ozarks. Over their 35 years together, they've evolved a signature porcelain style. First, they layer hand-colored clay into a large loaf, slice it, and shape the striated slabs into cups, mugs, plates, platters, bowls, even tiles. They bake the pieces in a high-fired propane and cedar wood kiln. What emerges are vessels covered in amazing geometric patterns of blues, creams, browns, and blacks. Susie Siegel and Mike Haley also create architectural ornamentation and provide a scrapbook of exemplary photos for patrons to look at. The January Underground exhibition will be on display through the 29th. Gallery hours are Wednesday through Friday, 12 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 5. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.